Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome back. This is the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have conversations about artists and music when it comes to hip-hop and R&B, rap and soul music from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. This is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. So again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. If you're watching on YouTube, salute. Thank you for watching on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe and pass the word. If you've been following the podcast, you know that the previous episode we did was on the best R&B duets from the 80s. Well, as you see the title, and as I promised you on that episode, that we would be back this week for an episode dealing with the 90s. Now, the 90s was different. I will venture to say that the 90s, at least as far as my list is concerned, the 90s didn't have as many dope duets when it came to R&B, but still some great ones nonetheless, and we'll talk about them. Again, this is just the list that I've compiled. If you feel like I've left somebody off the list, please comment, share, and let me know, because I'm not perfect. I may have forgotten a person or two. But this is just my personal list of the best R&B duets from the 90s. I think the reason why we don't have as many in the 90s as we did in the 80s is simple. Music was expanding. Hip hop was taking over. And to be quite honest, we didn't really have a lot of R&B collaborations to where people would really want to, you know, go outside of what they were doing normally. So if you had a album to do, you probably were just trying to get that album out. You really weren't reaching for this person or that person to come sing on your album. It was more of a sign of the times, really. But that being said, I think we had some great R&B duets to come out in the 90s. Before I get started on my list, let me give you a couple of honorable mentions. The first honorable mention, it actually appears on several lists. If you type in R&B duets, but it's technically not an R&B duet. At least I don't identify it as, because I don't identify the song as an R&B song, even though it is a remake of an R&B classic. The classic song is You're All That I Need to Get by Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye. Well, in the 90s, there was a remake, All That I Need to Get by one Mary J. Blige and Method Man from the Wu-Tang Clan. Now, Method raps all over this track, so I don't consider it to be an R&B song. However, it is a duet, that we can say. It's more of a hip-hop duet than an R&B duet, but if you Google some list of R&B duets, it's going to appear there, and it just depends on who you ask. I made it an honorable mention because I don't consider it to be a R&B song, but I think it was up for some R&B awards, actually. But because you have, you know, Mary singing on the hook, and I think it was, I don't know that it may have been on the remix album. I don't know that it was on or it may have been a Lucy. I don't know. It definitely didn't. I don't think it appeared on any of Method Man's albums. Nonetheless, you know, I can't be mad at it, right? And they're not a lot of, how can I say this? I don't want to say they're bad, but there weren't a lot of great R&B duets in the 2000s. So I'll give you a couple of honorable mentions from there as well. 2004's My Boo with Usher and Alicia Keys. Love that song. Love that song. I was so happy when Usher performed at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago at the time of this recording. I'm so happy that he brought Alicia Keys out to do that. Love that song. That song is beautiful. In 2006, No Air. Man, listen, that's Chris Brown and Jordan Sparks. That song is incredible. Chris Brown, I think, you know, people are for whatever reason, good or bad, people are in or out on Chris Brown. Regardless of whether or not you're in or out on Chris Brown, you can't deny that this song is a banger. And Jordan Sparks is as talented as they come. And in 2006, they put out some heat on that one. Go listen to it. It will not disappoint you if you're into R&B duets. But that being said, let's get on to the 90s R&B duets, at least the best that I have compiled. And these are in no particular order, but one of my favorites. Probably is in my top three, and it ain't three. Nothing Really Matters by Lauryn Hill and D'Angelo. Man, listen, I never get tired of this song. This song is on every slow tape that I got, or slow CD, because by this time I'm making CDs. I wasn't making tapes anymore. It's on every CD that I've made. Man, yeah, I don't know. Like, I would have loved to have gotten a prime D'Angelo and a prime Lauryn Hill collaboration album. Like, I thought that would have been incredible. I understand how this song came to be because D'Angelo was around and Lauryn Hill was around when they were making their albums respectively. But yeah, we got Lauryn Hill singing on this one. We got D'Angelo singing on this one. This song, to me, never gets old. Like, I can listen to it and rock out to it every day if I want to. And it was, you know, a quintessential 90s song. And at this particular time, you could make a case that Lauryn Hill was the biggest in the world as far as artists were concerned. And D'Angelo was somebody that was new and that was fresh and upcoming. And the ladies loved him. And so, but more importantly, D'Angelo had heat because his debut album, Brown Sugar, came out in 95. That put him on the map, and it just kind of took off from there. But this particular song appears on Lauryn Hill's The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, that particular album, which I think went diamond. But yeah, check that out. If you haven't heard it, go listen to it. Again, it's in my top three, and it ain't three. Another R&B duet that was very popular in the 90s. A duet. The Boy Is Mine, Monica and Brandy. You know what was interesting about this? I like this song. I really like this song. It's not a ballad, but I really like this song. And at the time, Monica and Brandy were both up and coming. And well, I don't want to say they were up and coming. They were probably established stars at the time. And for whatever reason, people tried to pit the two against them. I don't know. Maybe there was some beef. I don't know that there is or was any beef at any particular time during that time. But I like this song, and I think this song is very a really good duet from two young ladies who, you know, like I said, they were young stars, and they were coming into their own. And I really like how they got together on this song. And I don't think I don't know what the fuss was about. I never got into the tabloid aspect of it, or, you know, tried to dig deep. There could be, I don't know. For all I know, Brandy could have slept with Monica's boyfriend. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care about the tabloid stuff. I'm here for the music, and this was a dope song. Next up, and again, these are in no particular order, All My Life, KC and JoJo from Jodeci. I think we knew at some point that KC and JoJo would do their own thing. And I want to say this is on their album. It wasn't on a Jodeci album. I know that for sure. But this is a beautiful song. This song gets played a lot at weddings, even to this day. If you're a fan of Jodeci, you're into this song. If you're a fan of KC and JoJo, you love this song, right? It's a beautiful song, man. It's a beautiful song. And they definitely did their thing on this one. The next song, A Whole New World, Peebo Bryson and Regina Bell. I want to say this song was on the Aladdin soundtrack from the movie Aladdin. This song was huge because the movie was an animated movie. If you didn't see Aladdin, I don't know how you couldn't have, but It was an animated movie that was hugely popular. It's one of those Disney movies. And this song got played in the movie and it took off. And I remember, like, you know, people who did not know, you know, some of the younger generation who did not know who Peebo Bryson or Regina Bell was. But I'd venture to say that this was their biggest hit. This spent quite a few weeks at number one. And it was one of those songs that got play on black radio and white radio as well. Top 40, definitely. So, I would say that this one is definitely one of the best and definitely one of the most popular duets from the 80s, excuse me, from the 90s. Next up, KC and Mary J. Blige, If Loving You Is All I Have to Do. Whew, this one is a great song. The thing that I remember about this song is that when it came out, the two of them were dating, right? And they were both on the label, the same label. And so they were dating, and the word that we got was that their relationship was, shall I say, tumultuous. But nonetheless, the song is cold. I mean, but you can't really, at least for me, because I've heard the stories, you can't really listen to this song and not think about, like, some of the things that you heard, that the their relationship, which kind of bled into the song and the fallout thereafter, you know, drug use, you know, violence, domestic violence, and a number of other issues. I don't know. I know that there's a clip on YouTube, I think, from an MTV performance. But I don't know that I've ever, other than seeing that clip, I don't know that I've ever seen them, the two of them, perform this song, because subsequently after this song was, because this was on the My Life album, no, I'm sorry, this was on the What's the 411, Mary J. Blige's debut album. But I don't know that they actually, I'm sure that they did, but I don't know that they performed this song a lot. And they went a while, you know, hating each other's guts. I think that they're cool now. I don't know that they'll ever perform the song again, because they're in different places. And Mary, I don't think, when she does her classic songs, she doesn't do that one. At least I haven't heard that she does. But still a smoker nonetheless. Next up, We Can't Be Friends, Deborah Cox and RL. Man, this one right here is incredible. If you listen to the lyrics, I mean, it's a quintessential love song between two people who have had a relationship, but prior to that they had a friendship, and they go from friends to lovers, and they can't go back to being friends. And I think if you've, in your lifetime, if you've had any friends that became lovers, you probably didn't go back to being friends. Or maybe if you just, maybe even if you weren't friends, maybe if you were just, you, someone was your lover and then they tried to be friends after you broke up, doesn't always work. It does sometimes, but most of the time it doesn't. But great song. Love this song. Next up, Someone to Love, John B and Babyface. Now this one was interesting because, if I'm not mistaken, this song was on John B's debut album, which Babyface, I want to say, produced at least some songs, and John B was his protege. The problem is that John B kind of sounds a little bit like Babyface, which is not a bad thing. But when you hear this song, I know, like, the first couple of times I heard it, I was like, I could tell the difference between the two gentlemen, but it was kind of like overkill. But it is a great song. The song grew on me. I can't lie. It grew on me. It is definitely one of those joints from the 90s that you will remember for real. Next up, Baby Hold On To Me, Eddie and Gerald Levert. The late Gerald Levert. As many of you know, I shouldn't have to tell you, but Eddie Levert is Gerald Levert's father. So the Leverts are some singing singers. They sing until the sun goes down. And so I love this song because, you know, this was one of the few times where we got to hear father and son. And, you know, I think the song means even more now that Gerald is gone. Eddie's still here with us. But this is a beautiful song. And the LaVerts just have a different sound. The thing that I've always loved about the LaVerts, from Eddie on down to Gerald, like, they have a signature sound, and their voices, you don't have anybody else in R&B that sounds like a LaVert. nowhere. Right now, we're going to take a commercial break. On the other side of the break, I'll give you a few more before we get out of here. Sit tight. We'll be back in just a second. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast and enjoy the vibes. And just like that, we are back. Once again, it's your boy 12 Kyle. This is the 12 Kyle podcast, and we're talking about the best R&B duets from the 90s, a list that I compiled myself. So if you have issue with it, take it up with me. As I mentioned before the break, I gave you a few, and I'll give you a few more before we get out of here. Again, these are in no particular order. Next one, Count On Me, CeCe Winans and Whitney Houston. Listen, if I'm not mistaken, this was on the Waiting Exhale soundtrack? I think it was on the Waiting Exhale soundtrack. I think. Don't shoot me if it wasn't. But this is a beautiful song. What's interesting about this song is that, you know, the two participants, CeCe Winans, obviously, huge R&B back, excuse me, not R&B, huge gospel background. She comes from a gospel singing family. And what many of you know, but quite a few of you probably don't know, so does Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston's mom, the late CeCe Houston, was a singer as well. Huge gospel singer. In fact, what was interesting was I remember when Whitney Houston first came out, like this was like 84, I think 83, 84, something like that. My mom told me, she was like, yeah, I remember her. And I was like, what do you mean you remember her? She was like, I remember. She was like, cause she used to sing at our church. And I was like, what church? And then she told me that when she lived in Newark, which is where I was born, Newark, New Jersey, she went to the same church as CeCe Houston and Whitney Houston. And Whitney was a little girl, and she said she always had a voice. Like, even when she was like five, she had a voice, and she would sing at five in the church. And so she was came from a family that really was heavy singing in church. And obviously Whitney takes off and becomes this huge pop and R&B superstar, and the rest is history. But I thought this was a great collaboration. Love CeCe Winans. CeCe Winans is a beautiful lady and beautiful voice as well. This is a great collaboration. I love this song. Next up, Toni Braxton and Babyface, How Could an Angel Break My Heart? Listen, Toni Braxton has one of the smoothest alto voices that you will ever want to hear on a record. At the time, she was Babyface's protege. She came up under Babyface on that record label, and Babyface lent his talents to this particular song. But I love this one, man. I'm just a fan of Toni Braxton. Like, so I can't even sit here and tell you why I love this song. I love the song because Toni Braxton's on the song. But this song is a dope song, man. It is, if you have not heard it, because there are probably a few of you who may not have heard it or may not have been outside when the song dropped. Check it out when you finish listening to this episode. Next up, Nobody. Keith Sweat and Athena Cage. This one was interesting because, like, of how the song starts. It has a very slow and mellow feel to it, but Keith Sweat is very monotone throughout the song, as he is in most of his songs. But I think Athena Cage held her own, you know, with Keith Sweat on this song. And this is a very, very popular song. I don't care if you like Keith Sweat or if you don't like Keith Sweat, everybody knows Nobody. You can go on social media and you'll see some Nobody memes because this song still resonates to this day in 2025. Probably the sleeper of this list for the best duets from the 90s. Candlelight and You, Shantae Moore and Keith Washington. Oh my God, this song is flames, for real. Like, this song was on a lot of my slow jams CDs back in the day. For one, Shantae Moore is beautiful, right? And the ladies love Keith Washington. So these were two beautiful people, I guess. And this song, man, listen, this song is beautiful. It is a great, great song. I don't know why this song, and for as popular as this song was, and it got a lot of airplay on the radio, it just never blew up like I think it probably should have. But yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't think this song doesn't ever get old to me either. Next up, a little bit more up-tempo joint from a actual couple. Something in Common from Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. Now, at the time, Whitney and Bobby were married. I love this song, man. I'm probably one of the few people that really, really love seeing Whitney and Bobby together, particularly when they were, you know, in their own thing. Like, I know, like, the TV cameras and the reality shows, they were probably ahead of their time, but, like, they lived here in the city of Atlanta, like where I live, and I know several people who would see them out just on a humble, just kicking it. And they kicked it. They didn't kick it like the superstars that they were. They kicked it like regular. I mean, literally like regular people. Like, one of my friends always tells a story about how he was in a hotel bar somewhere in Buckhead. And there was a piano. And he just wandered over to the piano. He started playing. And he said, all of a sudden, Whitney Houston comes by. And she and Bobby were at the bar having a couple of drinks, talking to the bartender, very inconspicuous. The way he described it was that nobody paid them any attention. So he wanders over to this piano. He starts playing a little soft music or what have you. And then Whitney comes over and she asked him to play something. He's shocked, like, that Whitney Houston even acknowledges him. And he starts playing this song and she starts singing. And I can't remember what song it was. He's going to kill me for telling the story because he tells it so much better than me. But nonetheless, like, I love hearing stories about how Whitney and Bobby were just regular people just moving throughout the city, not on the paparazzi, not on the you know, superstar type stuff. But and I heard more of those stories than I did any stories about Bobby being wild or Whitney being a diva. But yeah, that song, just anytime I hear it, man, it puts a smile on my face. Then it also is also kind of sad because Whitney's no longer with us. And I really, really wish she was here. Next up, One Sweet Day, Mariah Carey and Boys to Men. This one was everywhere. This one dominated the pop charts, dominated the R&B charts. It's a song that speaks to, you know, losing someone. And it's a sad song, but it's also a song of reflection. And I think what they did was they did what I guess what they intended to do was to touch people. This song touched a lot of people, and it still does to this day. This song still resonates. It still goes. It's a song that people still play when they're reflecting on a loved one, a friend or family that they friend or family member that they may have lost. It is a beautiful song. It is a beautiful song. It stayed, like I said, at number one for weeks at a time. So, yeah, I have nothing bad to say about that song. Next up, When You Believe, the aforementioned Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. Someone may be able to correct me on this. At least for me, I think this is the first time that I heard them together. What was interesting was when Mariah Carey came out in the late 80s, that was the first comparison. Like, is she the next Whitney? And what was interesting was people were trying to make her the next Whitney, but Whitney was still here. It wasn't like Whitney was gone. Like, so it was like, how can you be the next Whitney when Whitney hadn't left? But I like the song. I like the song a lot. I think it was, I would have loved to have seen them do more songs together. I know that Mariah was heavily influenced by Whitney, and Whitney's mentioned in several interviews that, you know, she was influenced by Mariah as well. So they had a definite mutual respect for each other, mutual love for each other. And again, it's sad that Whitney's no longer here. Next up, Unforgettable, Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole, his daughter. This one came out, with, I want to say, in like 91. So it was early in the decade. Of course, you remember Nat King Cole's song Unforgettable. Who couldn't? I mean, who could forget? I know, cheap. But through technology, through science or whatever, they were able to recreate the song. And Natalie Cole got a chance to do a song with her father, who by this time had passed away. And so I love the song. Natalie Cole is no longer with us. But even now, even when she was alive, I think this song was a great piece for them to do. And she's mentioned, you know, several times about how touching it was for her to basically remake her dad's song with him on it. But yeah, beautiful song, beautiful song. And last but not least, another one of my favorites, Spend My Life With You, Tamia and Eric Benet. Man, this song ended up on almost all my slow tapes, slow CDs. I think Eric Benet sets it off so beautiful, but Tamia is just, man, Tamia, Grant Hill's a lucky guy. That's all I can say. Beautiful song. This is one of those joints that, like I said, it made most of my tapes. On my mix CDs, and like even to this day I still play it. Like it is a smoker. It was one of the best, I think, in the 90s. And I don't know why they probably didn't make more songs together, because they are, and I've seen, you know, clips of them doing this song together. They have great chemistry, and both of them can sing. I mean, like really, really sing. So I would have loved to have seen them, you know, maybe, you know, do a couple more songs, or maybe even do an album. I know people don't do duet albums anymore. And definitely by this time, they probably weren't doing it in the 90s or late 90s by the time this song came out. But, you know, I think ultimately what I wanted to do in this episode was to give you just some gems. I think what you should do is make yourself a playlist, because nobody makes tapes anymore, nobody makes CDs anymore, but make yourself a playlist of these songs. I can honestly tell you that you won't be disappointed. And as always, if there is a chance that I may have forgotten one or two songs, or maybe there's a song that you think is a great duet that I didn't mention that came out in the 90s, let me know. I will be all ears. You can hit me up wherever you can hit me up at and let me know, and Who knows? Maybe I'll come back and do it. I don't really know that there's a lot from the 2000s, though, because people had really moved away from that. But, you know, hit me up. I'm definitely down to listen to whatever you have to say. But again, this has been another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kylo. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcast. We're on YouTube. Definitely subscribe there. Like, share with your friends. Share the episode, because this podcast is for music lovers. This is all about music. Not to be confused with the 12 Kyle podcast, which is our flagship station. That podcast drops new episodes every Thursday and every Sunday at midnight. And you can find that wherever you find this particular podcast. We're on social media, Rap Soul Podcast across the board, Twitter X, Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, Threads, TikTok, you name it, we're there. Also, if you want to contribute to us financially, hit us up on Cash App, $TWELVEKYLE. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. This is the best music podcast that you've heard. If you have any questions, you got any suggestions, hit us up and we'll talk about it. Once again, I am your boy, 12 Kyle. This has been another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Cheer.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.